KOI 101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
Hi, this is John Gordon, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and on this show, we play the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. We have a really cool episode planned for you today with some incredible music, and we even have a special guest as I'll be interviewing John Gordon a little bit later in the show. John Gordon is an iconic jazz saxophonist, and he's coming out with a brand new album, Stranger Than Fiction, and it is really, really beautiful. So stay tuned for that. We're going to also play two tracks from the album, so lots of awesome stuff going on today. If you like our show and you want to join in on the conversation, please tweet us at OG Publicity. And you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity. If you want to hear previous episodes of the show, you can. You can actually listen on Mixcloud. Just search up Orange Grove Radio. And you can also listen on Spotify by looking up the exact same title, Orange Grove Radio. All right, let's get to the show. Starting off today's show is going to be a track from Speaking Hands, which is the sophomore release by the globe-trotting percussionist and composer Curtis Andrews. Released more than 10 years since his award-winning debut, Speaking Hands features his Vancouver-based ensemble, The Offering of Curtis Andrews, and guests from across Canada, down to California, over to urban South Africa, and up to rural Ghana. Andrews once claimed he didn't see the point of recording music anymore, but the inspiration for new compositions became too strong to ignore, and the results were too interesting not to share. I love that. This is Cobia by Curtis Andrews, featuring Meredith Bates on violin, Jared Barrows on electric guitar, Robin Lane on vibraphone, Kristen Nasso on trumpet, David Spidle on electric bass, Curtis Andrews, of course, on percussion and drums, and this song features a very special drum ensemble from Ghana. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm Jenna Marie. The transformation of nostalgia is both innovative and intricate, a delicate balance of appealing to the old while tiptoeing at the forefront of the entirely cutting edge. Unbound by any predisposed ideals about genre or delivery, trombonist Audrey Ochoa has achieved the ideal, presenting meticulously influential compositions with a playful and liberated approach. Exhilarating and exuberant, Audrey Ochoa exemplifies an artist who has dedicated herself to expertise while remaining relevant and lighthearted. With a magnificent and fresh-faced approach, she defies categorization and plants her flag firmly as a centerpiece of the Canadian music arena. Today, we're going to be listening to the third track on her album Frankenhorn, entitled Silver Linings, featuring Audrey Ochoa on trombone, Sandra Dominelli on drums, and Mike Lent on bass. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie. And next up, we're going to be listening to a track from an album called Imaginary Structures. It is the debut album from Montreal-based composer and double bassist Levi Dover. The singular recording consists of 8 original compositions for sextet, brought to life by an ensemble of musicians with individualistic and contemporary approaches. The album as a whole establishes a stylized vision of improvised music, fusing jazz with elements of progressive rock and 20th century classical music brought together in a post-bop setting. The Levi Dover Sextet features some of Montreal's most in-demand musicians, featuring Lex French on trumpet, Eric Hove on alto saxophone, Olivier Salazar on vibraphone, Andrew Baudreau on piano, Levi Dover on double bass and compositions, and Kyle Hutchins on drums. This is The Fox and the Cat by the Levi Dover Sextet, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you. This is Levi Dover, bassist and composer from Montreal, Canada, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
John Gordon is one of the most accomplished and in-demand alto and soprano saxophonists of his generation. A past winner of the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Competition, Gordon has made multiple appearances in Downbeat Magazine's Critics Poll over the years. His past recordings have been consistently celebrated for their unique brilliance. Gordon's new artist share release, Stranger Than Fiction, is a nonet project of all original music. It features faculty members and former students from the University of Manitoba Jazz Program, where Gordon teaches, alongside special guests from across North America, including jazz greats Oren Evans, John Ellis, and Alan Ferber, among others. Stranger Than Fiction is an incredible addition to an already remarkable catalog of music. We're really lucky because John is actually going to be our featured artist today, so I had the great pleasure and honor of interviewing him. But first, we're going to listen to Dance, the fourth track from his upcoming album, which features John Gordon on alto saxophone, Derek Gardner on trumpet, Alan Ferber on trombone, Tristan Martinussen on tenor saxophone, John Ellis on bass clarinet, Julian Bradford on bass, and Fabio Ragnelli on drums. Hi, John. How are you?
Good. Hey, Jenna. Good. Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. It's an honor to have you on our show. And I'm so excited to be playing two new tracks from your upcoming album, Stranger Than Fiction. Can you tell us about this exciting project?
Yes. In 2009, I did a non-net project with some added elements, percussion, vocalist, and three string players. And I really love this particular instrumentation, this non-net, sort of somewhere between a small group and a big band. And hopefully, my hope is you get some of the best of both worlds in that regard. And so I had been looking for, planning to do another recording like that I had done in 09. And I thought that last year would be a good time to do it. And then when we had everything happening with the lockdown, I was thinking, do I want to do it in New York? Do I want to do it in Winnipeg? Do I want to do some kind of a combination? And I had done Will Bonis's record about a year before, and we all had complete separation, five of us, in the studio. And I thought, and I really like Paul Yee's Studio Stereo Bus recording, and I thought, hey, this would be great. If I start with the same five of us, with our separation, we can overdub things as needed, and I could send out parts to, like, our jazz trumpet prof, Derek Gardner, is on the project. Now, he lives right in Winnipeg. He could have been in the studio, but we really didn't have enough room based on COVID protocols, right? So, and he said, well, I'm set up at home to do it. And then we, on bass clarinet, I had John Ellis and a former recent student, Anna Blackmore. On tenor, we had two recent students, Reginald Lewis and Tristan Martinson. On guitar, we had Jocelyn Gould and our current longtime jazz guitar prof, Larry Roy, played a solo. Basically it was a combination of folks that I've known and worked with for a long time and my colleagues and former recent students at the program. We also had Oren Evans play remotely from Philadelphia on a couple of things. Alan Ferber recorded trombone from St. Louis. So we were basically all over North America after the original sort of organic quintet recording in Winnipeg.
It's pretty amazing that, you're not the first person who through the pandemic have created albums and recorded and have discovered that actually there's a lot of opportunity in being able to record remotely. Is that something that you've done in the past or was this a first time for you?
Never for a CD, only for sort of informal kinds of things, playing on a friend's demo or something like that. But I think that was a good way to look at it, that there were some possibilities, with the pandemic. Alan's in St. Louis, but I know him from New York. I was like, well, if I'm doing this in New York, like some of the people that I would have liked to have had we really couldn't have all been in the same place, even in a non-COVID year. So Oren Evans is down in Philadelphia. John Ellis is still in New York. And some of the recent students, Reginald Lewis, graduated from our program, and he's doing a doctoral degree in the University of Illinois. So, and then Anna and Tristan, I don't know if they were probably in Winnipeg when they did it, but they're in the process of going out to Western Canada. So it's like, so the possibilities were, I can do this remotely and get all these people that I'd like to have be a part of the project, or I can, if I did it in a traditional way, it would have been just a different project, but I'm thankful for the way it turned out.
Well, the album sounds so good and it's mixed so beautifully. I would have never known that people recorded it, individually from their homes or from wherever they were. Who was behind the mixing, and the organizing of that?
Well, that's Paul Yee. Dave Darlington did the mastering. He also said, man, I really like the mix. And Dave Darlington is like, this guy is... he does major rock productions, Paul McCartney, you name it, movies, TV shows. And I think he's one of those people, he's an artist at what he does, but he also appreciates what jazz musicians do. So it makes it, can use that, somebody like that level of experience and accomplishment. And he loved Paul's mix, and I did as well. And Paul's a great musician himself. So I think that's a big part of it. If you have an engineer or somebody that's mastering, like Dave's also a bass player, a great producer like a Don Sickler, who's a friend of mine and my publisher, and my assistant producer on the project was Alan Ferber. So I wrote all of the music, it's all original music, and then I arranged all of the pieces except for two, and I asked Alan to write two arrangements just because I felt swamped at that point with work, and I felt I'd done a lot of work, and I really wanted Alan's take and participation. He's a great jazz trombonist, but he's a great Grammy-nominated composer and arranger, and we've been friends for, I don't know, close to 20 years. And so I tend to think that, you know, projects like this, what's really fun is you get a lot of input from a lot of people. The way Will Bonis plays, the way Jocelyn plays, the way Orrin Evans played, even just remotely on those couple of tunes. John Ellis's voice, you know, Derek Gardner. You know, the music, you have ideas in mind as a composer, but then when you create space for musicians that you really respect and admire to bring to bear what they have to offer, it just makes it more fun and brings you possibilities you might never have thought of as the composer.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Well, it sounds really beautiful. I have one last question for you, and I'm curious to hear about what the meaning is behind the title of the album, Stranger Than Fiction.
Well, I wrote that piece in 2001, and I also wrote Havens around the same time, and I think it was just a kind of realization that I was maybe 01, start of 02. And, you know, we were going through a lot of different changes in the world, I think, at that time in terms of our perception. It was, you know, not long after 9/11 had happened. I was in New York at the time. There was just a lot of things where I felt like, okay, I'm in the middle of some things on a personal level and on some larger levels beyond just my own personal experience, that this is not where I thought I'd be, and or going through some things that, you know, that I didn't expect. And life is often like that. But, you know, I think particularly when you look at some of the things that have happened in the last 5 years, I think it's fair to say that, you know, we couldn't have predicted certain things. And, you know, my hope is that they're growing pains and we're evolving.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, John. And I hope that everybody has a chance to go check out this album. It's incredible. And I think that you're all going to love it very much. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Hi, I'm John Gordon. And this is Waking Dream from my album, Stranger Than Fiction.
Thank you. Bonjour, this is Quebec-based pianist and composer Amy Rioux-Roussel from Amy R. Roussel Trio, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on The Hawk 101.5.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you were just listening to the track Tanietta by the Emmy R. Roussel Trio, which features Emmy Rio Roussel on piano, Nicolas Bédard on bass, and Dominique Cloutier on drums. It's from their Juno-nominated album Rythme de Passage, and it's one of my favorite albums of 2020, so definitely check that one out. Coming up next is a track by Earl MacDonald from his album Consecrated. Consecrated is an album of traditional hymns brimming with poetic elegance. Unlike any of MacDonald's previous award-winning recordings, vocals stand front and center, with Canadian up-and-comer Carly Epp introduced as an important new collaborator. Her stirring vocal interpretations mixed with MacDonald's thoughtfully crafted instrumental underpinnings convey a wide spectrum of sentiments ranging from reverence and gratitude to petition, pleading, and lament. Consecrated is a deeply spiritual, personal album for MacDonald, and therefore a deeply refreshing one for the jazz listener. In both his musical artistry and in life, MacDonald clearly searches for beauty and a connection to the divine while comfortably exploring dissonance, both cognitive and musical. This is Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated, featuring Carly Epp on vocals, David Smith on trumpet, Chris Allen on saxophones, Earl MacDonald on piano, Carl Cahoot on bass, and Rogerio Boccato on percussion. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
It shall be no longer mine.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and we're almost at the end of the show. It's been a really good one. I really enjoyed doing this one, and even though I have a little bit of a cold, so my apologies for my stuffed up voice, I still had an absolute blast. You know why? Because I love bringing Canadian jazz to you. It's my absolute favorite thing. So closing the show today is going to be a track by Alex Lefebvre, who is a Montreal-based bass player. His song Sin City comes from his brand new album Naufragé, which features Eric Hove on alto saxophone, Nicolas Ferrand on guitar, Alain Bourgeois on drums, and of course Alex Lefebvre on bass. As always, it was an absolute pleasure, and we'll see you next week at the same place, same time. Bye-bye!
Thank you.